Chapter 12. Major Alan Gannon had just sat down in the Thames House canteen and picked up his bacon sandwich when his phone started to buzz in his pocket. He sighed and fished the phone out. It was Pritchard. He took the call.
"Where are you?"
asked the director without any pleasantries.
"Canteen."
"I need you in my office now."
"On my way," said Gannon.
He took a gulp of coffee and grabbed one half of his sandwich. He headed for the stairs and wolfed it down on the way to the director's office. Pritchard's secretary waved for him to go straight through. The director was behind his desk, and without looking up from his screen, he motioned for the major to sit.
"Be with you in a second, Alan. Sorry," he said.
He tapped on his keyboard for a few seconds, then sat back.
"We've got a problem. The driver of the car following Paige, he's one of yours."
The major's jaw dropped.
"You're sure of this?"
"Martin Hurst. He left the regiment 2 years ago."
Pritchard passed a sheet of paper across the desk. It was a printout of one of the photographs that Sally had taken on her phone. Gannon studied the face, but he didn't recognize the man. Pritchard passed him a second sheet. This one contained Hurst's service record. 5 years in the Paras and 2 years in 22 SAS, Gannon frowned. 2 years was a short time to be in the regiment. 10 years or longer was the norm. The grueling selection process meant that only the most committed made it through. SAS training was among the most expensive in the army, and there was no point in investing so heavily in a man if he was going to leave after just 2 years. Gannon scanned the sheet. There was a photograph on the left. A man in his late 20s, with a roundish head and a receding hairline, a small nose, and the cold, hard stare that suggested he had seen more than his fair share of action. His 5 years in the Paras had seen him do 2 tours of Afghanistan and 1 in Iraq. He had visited both arenas with the SAS and had done 3 missions in Syria. According to the man's service record, he had been discharged honourably. But Gannon knew that service records often didn't tell the full story.
"Have you crossed paths with him?"
asked Pritchard. Gannon shook his head.
"I'm afraid not, but I can ask around."
2 years is a very short time to be in the regiment."
"I was thinking the same."
"Can you make some calls?
Obviously, we need to know who he's working for and with."
Gannon stood up. He held up the 2 sheets.
"Can I keep these?"
"Of course."
Gannon nodded and headed for the door. He figured he might as well make his calls from the canteen. At least then he'd be able to finish his bacon sandwich.